The confirmed death toll from Haiti's devastating earthquake has topped 150,000 in the Port-au-Prince metropolitan area alone, with many thousands more dead in the countryside or still buried under the rubble. Experts say chances are slim that more survivors will be found in that debris, although rescuers pulled a 24-year-old man from the wreckage on Saturday, alive after 11 days beneath the rubble. French rescue worker Lieutenant Colonel Christophe Renault described the man's survival as a miracle.
This, where exactly, we don't know. It's not the most important. The most important is now he's going to the hospital and he's alive.
Haiti's government has declared an end to searches for living people trapped under debris, and officials are shifting their focus to caring for the thousands of survivors living in squalid makeshift camps. UN relief workers said the shift is critical. While deliveries of food, medicine, and water have ticked up after initial log jams, the need continues to be overwhelming, and doctors fear outbreaks of disease in the camps.